Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise. And we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really glad you tuned in today. Happy Monday to you. Really hope your weekend was great. Well, you know how I begin all my interviews with this question. Here it is. Is there a verse you've been camping on these days? I ask my guests that every single day. Well, today I have that same question, but it is for you. We're going to start a new monthly feature called Songs and Verses. And over the past years, we've done this randomly where we have a show that we dedicate to you, where you call in and tell me what verse God's been speaking to you about these days, if there's a song that's been especially ministering to you these days. Well, those shows have been a hit, so we're installing this as a monthly edition called Songs and Verses. And I've got a great stack of books in studio for you. If you get on the air and call me and tell me, you know, this verse has been speaking to me, but I know that many of you are driving or maybe you just don't have the reference handy. No worries whatsoever. I want you to call in and say, you know, that story when, or that verse that says something like, I'll find the right reference for you. So give me a call, 877-933-2484. You're the special guest today, 877-933-2484. Tell me what verse is speaking to you these days, and maybe what song is speaking to you these days and how it's ministering to you. And if Matt can do it, he will pull up a song for you. But if you get on the air with a verse, I'm going to pick one of my many books that I have in front of me, and we'll get it to you in the mail, okay? So don't waste another moment. I need to hear from you. Is there a verse that's been just speaking to you these days you've been camping on, or a song that's especially brought you comfort, or both? Let me know. 877-933-2484, or email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Susie@myfaithradio.com. You know, God promises us that His Word is living and it's active and that He inhabits the praises of His people. And that's why we're doing this, because when you call Him with a verse that's ministering to you, guess what? You offer encouragement to somebody else, and your own walk of faith adds strength to somebody else. And that's how it's supposed to work, right? And really, I'm always amazed when you call in, when we have other guests on the show, and how your words encourage somebody else who needed to hear what you had to say. They didn't just need to hear what our guests had to say. They wanted to hear what you had to say. And I want to hear what you had to say. So give me a call, 877-933-2484. I'd love to know what God's been saying to you, and if there's some music that's just been helping you. My prayer is that today, during this first hour, as you and I share what God's been saying to us, that our insights will strengthen and encourage those who are listening. And then in the second hour, we'll hear a gripping story from a man who was the picture of Christian leadership. He led worship, he wrote books and blogs, he spoke at conferences, he's an attorney. Yet behind the scenes, his drinking spiraled out of control to the point that it held him captive. So one moment he's leading worship, and then behind the scenes he's getting drunk, and he's so attached to the bottle that it was ruining his life. And his story is absolutely gripping. We're going to hear from Seth Haynes, second hour. The title of his new book is Coming Clean. So you heard my question, what verse has God been speaking to you about these days? And again, don't worry if you don't have the reference. I want to hear from you, 877-933-2484. And I need to pause here while we wait for our calls to come in to tell you something. If you just tuned in, you've not been listening to Faith Radio during the day, you probably have not heard that we lost a great friend this weekend. Our morning show host, Austin Hill, died suddenly this weekend. We're not exactly sure of the cause, something cardiac related, possibly a stroke or aneurysm. He died suddenly this weekend. He was 51 years old, survived by his dear wife, Nell, and their 16-year-old son, Graham. We're going to miss him greatly. We thank God for his friendship and partnership in ministry. And I will tell you that we're all absolutely in shock and stunned. He was a picture of health. He added so much to Faith Radio, and we're going to miss him greatly. In the morning, you will hear our manager, General Manager Dick Whitworth, and our Program Director, Neil Stavem. They'll be taking the reins for the next few days, probably the next week and a half, as we just prayerfully consider what God wants us to do next. But what I love about Dick's leadership is he doesn't want to rush any of us through the process. He wants to hear from you, maybe how Austin impacted you. And that's the pastor in him. So you'll be hearing both Dick and Neil on the air in the morning, in the mornings in the days to come. But please be praying for Austin's family as they mourn this sudden loss. It's a whole different kind of loss, you know, when you lose somebody suddenly and you're just, you didn't see it coming. How do you ever prepare for such a thing? And so that's really important news to be praying for the family, all right? So as we wait for the calls, I wanted to share with you, I've been reading in the morning from this book, Tozer for the Christian Leader. It's fantastic, fantastic. And the title of this particular reading is Fight or Die. And the scripture is 1 John 2:16-17, and it says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, it's not of the Father, it's of the world, and the world will pass away with all the lusts therein. But he that does the will of God, he abides forever." And this is what Tozer says. Listen to this, it's powerful. "Someday the church can relax her guard, call her watchmen down from the wall, and live in safety and peace. But not yet, not yet. The healthiest man has enough lethal bacteria in him to kill him within 24 hours, except for one thing. The amazing power of the human organism to resist bacterial attack. Every mortal body must fight its internal enemies day and night. Once it surrenders, its hours are numbered. Quite literally, it must fight or die. Well, the church lives in a hostile world, and within and around her are enemies that not only could destroy her, but are meant to and will unless she resists force with yet a greater force. The Christian would collapse from sheer external pressure were there not within him a counterpressure sufficiently great to prevent it. The power of the Holy Spirit is, therefore, not optional, but necessary. Without it, the children of God simply cannot live the life of heaven on earth. The hindrances are too many and too effective." And he ends with a prayer. "Thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit within us to wage this constant warfare. Give us your strength today." Isn't that excellent? I'll talk more about that and play more songs, but I want to hear from Angela, checking in from Minnesota. Angela, thanks for calling.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can. How are you today?
Doing all right. I just was asking because my Bluetooth isn't always reliable.
Well, I got you. Anyway. Let's hear the verse. Do you have a verse or song?
A verse, Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." That verse has been my life verse for, I'd say, probably around 20 years or more now. Just whenever I'm not quite sure what the heck's going on, I can lean on that to know that God knows what's going on. In one way or another, he's going to get me through it because he doesn't have plans for my harm, but for my good.
Indeed.
Got me through some pretty rough patches.
Well, Angela, thank you so much. And I just pulled this book off the pile for you by Lisa Harper. It's titled Believing Jesus, Are You Willing to Risk Everything? And it's a journey through the book of Acts. We're going to get that book out in the mail to you tomorrow. But thank you so much for your call today.
You're welcome.
God bless you, dear. All right. We've got Esther checking in from Sioux Falls. Esther, welcome. You're on the air.
Hello.
How are you today?
Amanda just shared my verse.
Wow.
So I would love to share the song.
Okay. What song are you thinking about?
Well, in a great many hymnals, the last two verses of Amazing Grace have the one that says, "Through many dangers, toils, and snares," and then the one that says, "When we've been there 10,000 years." But some others have one verse that I think should be inserted with those. And that is the one that says, "The Lord has promised good to me.
His will, my hope, endures." Yes.
Yes, he will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. And that's what takes us through all those dangers, toils, and snares.
Love.
That's what we'll rejoice in when we've been there 10,000 years.
Beautiful, Esther.
But I wonder if they'll actually be looking back. Maybe we'll just be rejoicing in the moment and in the forever.
Yeah. Love it. Absolutely love it. You know what book I pulled for you is, it's titled Extraordinary Grace. And I'm looking at the cover and it's this tree and the sun is shining through and you see this sign of the cross. And right when you said, you know, I'm wondering if we'll be looking back, I think we'll be looking forward. my eyes fell on that cover, just thinking about what we look forward to. And this book is co-authored by Dr. Gary Chapman and Chris Fabry, called Extraordinary Grace, How the Unlikely Lineage of Jesus Reveals God's Amazing Love. That seems to fit with what you had to say today, Esther. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
God bless you. All right. And so we've got Esther, who called in, is getting Extraordinary Grace, and Angela's getting Lisa Harper's book, Believing Jesus. We'd love to hear from you as well. 877-933-2484. I think let's just see if we can take Pamela from Georgia. Pamela, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you calling from Georgia, as in a city or a state?
State, Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, so glad to hear from you. Tell me, is there a verse or a song that's been on your heart these days?
Well, it is a song, and it's also a verse. It's Psalms 119:18. Open up the eyes that I may see the wonders of your law. I just love that verse because it reminds us his instruction and his teachings are in the law, but we got to have our eyes open in order to see the things that he's doing around us.
Wow. You know what, Pamela? I think you should be preaching, because I can hear it in your voice. You've got this. Boy, that is amazing. And you're so right. And, you know, I pray that verse almost every time I open up Scripture, open my eyes, that I may see wondrous things from your law. Because when he does that, you start to see in a depth, in a way that you never otherwise could. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Well, you know what book I picked for you, and I think she's hit the New York Times bestselling, but it's a bestselling book by Jen Hatmaker titled For the Love, Fighting for Grace in a World of Impossible Standards. How does that sound to you?
It sounds great.
Good. Well, Pamela, I'm honored that you're listening, and I'm so grateful for your call. Thank you so much.
And thank you.
God bless you, dear one. So as I read, you know, the Tozer devotional about fight or die, about that we have a very real enemy. We even have this internal bacteria, but we've got this immunity that sets us up to stand and to fight. You know, there was this thing that happened one day when we were walking out of church, and I'm going to save my story because I want to get Jesse from Burnsville before we go to break. I'm just going to leave you hanging on, okay? Jesse checking in from Burnsville. Jesse, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Susie. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing good. The verse I would like to share is Psalm 46:10, be silent and know that I am God.
Love that one. And also translates, cease striving and know that I am God. Why do you like that one so much?
That was the verse that my church chose for me as a life verse, because I'm a very impatient person, and sometimes the best way to learn patience is to listen to the voice of God. So when I got confirmed, that was the scripture they chose for me, and it's stuck ever since.
That sounds good. You know what I'm trying to think here? I'm going to give you this book that's just fantastic by Dave and John Ferguson, and it says it's about finding your way back to God, five new awakenings in your life. And it's not even what you might think, as far as it's not just for those who've wandered. It's for all of us, because we are all prone to wander. And when we turn our eyes away and we start striving and we forget that he is God, this book is so much about keeping our eyes fixed on him. So how does that one sound? Does that sound interesting to you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
God bless you.
You too.
I love that. Well, we're going to take a short break. I love seeing these calls. Two calls coming in from Georgia. Isn't that fun that we've got listeners from Atlanta, Georgia? That just makes my day. 877-933-2484. 877-93-FAITH or Susie at myfaithradio.com. Back in a moment. My dear friend Sarah Groves, and I'm telling you, she's going to sing that song at my funeral someday. It's such a precious, precious song. He's always been faithful. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. And we are doing a new thing. You know, I have these monthly features. This one's called Songs and Verses, and you are the special guest. You know how at the beginning of the show, if you listen often enough, I ask every single guest every single day, is there a verse God's been speaking to you about? Well, I want to know from you, is there a verse God's been speaking to you about? But I also want to know, is there a song that's especially ministered to you? And if we can pull it up, we sure will. I've got a stack of books in front of me, and so I'm going to try to match the book for the person. If you get in and get on the air today, love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. Susan is checking in from Cumming, Georgia. Love that. Susan, welcome. You're on the air.
Well, hi. Hello.
Good to
nice
talk
to
with
be
you.
Talking to you.
And you, honey. So tell me this. Is there a verse that God's been speaking to you about these days?
Oh, goodness. I think my favorite all-time verse is the "They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor." Did I always look at this verse? No. But I think over the course of just probably a year and a half, it's just grabbed a hold of my husband and I. And so we've really taken that to heart. And the reason that we like that is that we have seen the faithfulness of God through just walking out our marriage. And in our marriage, there have been so many difficulties in the past early on. And I think the song that I love so much to kind of go along with all the ups and downs and just even where we are right now and over the last year and a half, it's been "Just Be Held," the Casting Crown song. And I think why I really like that is because with the things that we have actually walked out and overcome and just give God all the glory in is just that he can redeem things. And when Satan kind of comes up against you and he's just plotting out this evil, God works it all out for good.
He does.
And when he does that, we don't always think that it's going to work out for good. And sometimes it requires us to just be still and know that he is God.
So good.
And so when I just get still and know that and reflect back on all of his faithfulness, I mean, he's just always faithful, and we just need to be constantly in his word and just intentionally growing that relationship with him. And so that was just on my heart, and I just thought, you know, I'm going to see if I can call and get through. If not, that's okay. But I was surprised. So anyway,
I think you had
some.
I'm
glad I got to share.
I think God spoke through you. In fact, I feel quite sure of that someone needed to hear what you've said, and he has been faithful. And I pulled up that passage you referenced. It's Isaiah 61:3, and I love the preceding verses, "to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, an oil of joy instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of splendor." What that speaks to me is that, you know, that implies those of us who've walked through the valley of the shadow where we are in the ashes of our pain and we are mourning and we have moments of despair, and we look up and God takes all of those things, turns them around, and we see even our storms have only served to root us deeper so that we become this firm planting. I mean, what a promise. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And today is our 24th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations. So what the book I'm going to send to you, dear girl, is Believing Jesus by Lisa Harper, A Journey Through the Book of Acts. And that will be your treat. And God bless you. And thanks so much for tuning in today.
Thank you. And thank you for what you do. Thank you for your faithfulness.
So good to meet you, dear Susan. Okay, we've got Craig, who's been waiting patiently, checking in from Glendon. Craig, where's Glendon, by the way?
Pardon me?
Where's Glendon? What state is that in?
Well, Moorhead, Minnesota is a suburb of Glendon.
Got it. Okay, so glad you called today. So what's your verse or your song?
It's a small town east.
Okay.
Wayfaring stranger?
What's that?
What did you ask me? I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. I was wondering if you had a verse or a song that's been speaking to you these days.
Yeah. Well, Romans 5:8, I like a lot.
And it is. I don't have that one memorized. What is that verse again?
Romans, God demonstrates his love for us. Mm,
that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Excellent. Yeah. Talk about right. that verse. Why do you like that, Craig? I put you on the spot. That's okay.
God doesn't make mistakes, you know. We're all here for a purpose, and at the end of all that, he loves us.
Indeed.
In spite of us.
Indeed. So the book that I have for you that I think you're going to love, it's by pastors and brothers, Dave and John Ferguson. It's Finding Your Way Back to God, Five Awakenings to Your New Life. And this is so awesome because it isn't just for people who are wanderers. It's for all of us who are prone to wander and how we stay in that awakened place with Jesus. So that one I'm glad to get to you, and that's going out tomorrow. God bless you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Blessings to you. All right, our next one is Ruth checking in from Minneapolis. Welcome, Ruth.
Hi, Susie. Thank you so much for what you do. Mm. I am blind, and so I listen as frequently as I possibly can to KTIS AM, and I'm so blessed by it, and particularly by you, Susie. Mm. Thank you so much. My favorite verse currently, I've got lots of favorite verses. The Lord has prepared me for this blindness by giving me a good memory, and I've memorized a lot of scripture through my life, as well as hymns. I play the piano right here in our place of living, and am able to be a blessing in that way. But currently, my favorite verse has been 1 Corinthians 14:1. You know, at 1 Corinthians 13 tells us what love is. 14:1 says, make love your aim, and earnestly desire spiritual gifts, and particularly the gift of prophecy. And I just want to stay in the love of Jesus and to grow in the love of Jesus so that in turn I can share with other people and encourage them that Jesus loves them.
You know something, Ruth, you have an absolutely beautiful spirit, and I'm so glad to meet you. I mean, truly, you ooze the love of Jesus, and I'm so honored to meet you. Tell me this, since you said that you're blind, would you want we have some worship CDs. Can we send you a CD?
That would be wonderful. Yeah. Yes, I do listen to a lot of music, love music. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, we'll definitely get you.
That.
We'll get you a CD. And thank you for modeling just such a humble Christ-like heart. So honored to meet you.
And I am dying to hear you in person sometime, so I don't know how I can find out your schedule.
I'm just going to tuck you in my pocket and take you with me.
Wish you. I'm sure you speak here in the Twin Cities occasionally, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'll be here in the spring for the Set Apart Conference, which is in March. Okay. So we'll be talking about that in the days to come. I'd love to meet you face-to-face. God bless you, dear one.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Thank you, dear. Wow, I love our listeners. So I see you, Patty and Connie and Frank and Janice. I hope you can hold on. We've got books for you, and I would love to hear from you. We need to take a short break. If you can't hang on, tell Grace what your verse is, and I'll get you a book, because I know what that's like when you're holding for longer than you want to. 877-933-2484, or email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. This is our first of many monthly editions of Songs and Verses. What verses are speaking to you? What songs are ministering to you? I want to hear from you, and don't worry if you don't have the exact reference. I can look it up quickly. 877-93-FAITH, or email Susie@myfaithradio.com. Back in a moment.
Go.
You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. I just love you. I know that sounds therapy. I just do. I mean, we have amazing listeners. You take your faith so seriously. and you're earnest and humble and teachable. And it's such an honor to do this journey with you. We're doing something. You know how we have these monthly editions like Bible Answers with Ron Rhodes and Redemption Stories with Liz Curtis Higgs. We've done this type of show before in the past, and it's always been a hit. So we've decided to make it a monthly feature, and it's called Songs and Verses, because you have so much to contribute. And you know how I ask guests every day, what's the verse on your heart? Well, that's what I'm asking you. Is there a verse on your heart? And don't worry if you don't have the reference. Even if you just even tell me the story or just give me a few words, I'll find it for you. I've got a stack of books to give away. And if there's a song that's been ministering to you, I want to know about that too. 877-933-2484. Janice, Frank, Connie, Patty, we're getting to all of you if you can hang on. Janice is checking in from Monticello, Minnesota. Janice, thanks for holding.
Thanks, Susie.
How
wonderful
are you today?
Program today. I'm good. I like listening to everything everybody else has had to say today. It's very touching and heartwarming.
Hmm.
My husband and I'm 54 and my husband is 57, and we are fostering two of our grandchildren who are 28 months and 20 months old.
Wow.
And Jesus Loves Me has been a song that we have been singing every day. And looking back on it now, it's like, even at my age, listening to that song and singing it with the kids, it just reminds me how much he loves me still at this point in my life. And we've been learning Now I Lay Me and singing Zacchaeus. And it's just to see how much Jesus loves me through the eyes of those two little ones, it's just wonderful to see. It's just like a bright spot in my day every day.
Oh, wow.
And having them in my life and living with us at this point. And hopefully soon they're going to be reunited with mom and dad. But it's just been a blessing having them going through all these little songs again, you know, at this time in my life. It's just been a big blessing to us.
Well, you are truly doing the hands and feet of Christ kind of ministry, Janice. Thank you. And I just love your heart so much. And I pulled up Jill Savage's book, No More Perfect Kids. Love your kids for who they are. It's really a fantastic book. Pray that that would encourage you. And I appreciate your call so much. Thank you.
Well, thank you for everything. Mm-hmm. And you have a good day today.
And you Bye-bye. Too, dear sister. Bless you. We got Frank checking in from Fridley, who's been waiting patiently. Frank, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, dear. It's been a long time since we've chatted.
Sure has been. You doing all right?
Oh, God has just been blessing me immensely.
So glad.
He gave me, even as I was began contemplating this, he gave me a fresh insight into 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face and pray, then I will hear from heaven and forgive them their sins and heal their land.
Fantastic.
And this verse has been so very powerful for me personally as I've seen my ministry of Bloodlines go through some difficult times, as well as my church. And if my people who are called, the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. By his name, the name Jehovah Rapha, God who heals us, the name of Jesus, the name above all names, who has come to draw together the saved and the unsaved under him.
Thank you, Frank.
He will give us the strength to turn from our wicked ways by his Holy Spirit and to seek his face with all our hearts, all our minds, all our strength, for he is the one who strengthens us.
Frank, that is just beautiful. I thank you so much. And I love you've carried the burden for the church and for our nation for so long. And the book that I grabbed for you is by Beth Moore. It's a hardcover, beautiful book, $20, big, beautiful book. But it's, I feel like, one of her classics. It's titled When Godly People Do Ungodly Things, Arming Yourself in the Age of Seduction. I just feel like this is such a fantastic book for not just having the mind of Christ for God's people. And since you're an influencer, I thought this would be a great book for you. Thank you for calling today, Frank.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You
too. Have a great day. Connie's been on hold from Maple Grove. Thanks for holding and for your dear patience. Connie, thanks. You're on the air. You still there? Did we lose her? Oh, yay. We got you. Hi. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm sitting in a parking lot, but I couldn't help but call in. And I have both a scripture and a song.
Okay.
And my song you just played during the break.
Hmm. Good Father.
You're a good Father. Mm. I love that song. And I just heard it at our church, your church actually, recently, and I just keep, it just goes through me and gives me warmth everywhere.
Mm.
So thank you for playing my song.
Indeed.
And my scripture for today that has really been in my heart is Ephesians 2:10 that says, "We are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago."
Love that
and
passage.
It's particularly special to me because I have a couple of 21-year-old people in my life that, actually my grandkids, and I keep talking to them about that you are his masterpiece and you're right where he wants you. Look around who he's put in your life.
Hmm.
Look around and influence them.
Excellent.
And let them know about our Lord. And, and it's just been really fun. And does it really say that I'm his masterpiece?
Mm.
I said, yeah, look it up.
Yep.
And it's just a great, great scripture to make us all feel good.
Yeah.
You know?
I wrote a whole book around that passage because it meant so much to me. That is, when you pause and you think about it, he doesn't make junk, and we are the vessels, and we carry the treasure within so he can do great things in and through us. I love that you're imparting such wisdom to your grandkids. The book I'm going to give to you is by Kristen Ditchfield, and it's titled What Women Should Know About Letting It Go, Breaking Free from the Power of Guilt, Discouragement, and Defeat. I think God will use this and help you as you mentor up not only your grandkids, but the other people he puts in your path. Thank you so much, Connie, for your call.
Thank you.
God bless you. All right, Patty from Grand Forks gets the award. I feel like we got to give Patty 2 books. I'm writing that down right now. Patty, thank you for holding.
Thank you for taking my call. My scripture that I've been meditating on is Psalm 139. And I read it out of the way when I read it, and it's verse 23, where it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life." And in the Bible that I read at home, it says, "Point out anything in me that saddens you."
Wow.
And I just thought, you know, as parents, how, you know, when kids do sing, you know, our children do wrong thing, we're just so sad and, you know, downhearted because we're thinking, oh, how can they do that to us? They know, you know, and I'm sure that's what the Lord is feeling when, you know, he forgives us for it, but I'm sure he's thinking, how could you do that? You know better, you know? And so I, you know, try to look at God the Father and think of it as, you know, as me as a parent, how I'd look at my children. I always forgive them for everything, no matter what. And I know he forgives me for everything that I do. So that was so powerful when it said saddens, because, you know, sometimes people don't look at it like we're, you know, making God sad for the things that, you know, the choices we choose in life sometimes. So
right. And he's a parent that's so invested and loves us so much that there are times when our choices, I'm sure, make him wince because he wants so much more for us. And so, Patty, I also grabbed the Ditchfield book for you, too. It's by Kristen Ditchfield, What Women Should Know About Letting It Go, Breaking Free from the Power of Guilt, Discouragement, and Defeat. It's a great book. I hope it encourages you today.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. And I love you. You were up in Grand Forks, and you were at one of our Northland Rescue Mission, and you were so great, so excellent.
Mm.
Thank you for coming up here.
Thank you, Patty. Bless you, and thanks for that call today.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've got Chris checking in from Brandon, South Dakota, also gets the award for holding the longest. Chris, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. Oh, it's so great to talk to you.
And you.
And I just love all the Bible verses that people have been calling in.
Mm.
And I especially like Jesus loves me.
Mm.
My special Bible verse that I've been meditating on is Galatians 6:9.
Do you remember what it is, or do you want
there?
Me to look it up? Yep. Do you want me to look up Galatians, or do you have it memorized?
No, I've got it right here.
Okay.
And I like what the Message says. It says, "So let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good.
Mm.
At the same time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. Mm. Right now, therefore, every time we get the chance, let us to work for the benefit of all, starting with the people closest to us in the community of faith.
Excellent. Love that.
And it just seems like sometimes in today's world, when we work hard, I work for a Christian women's club, and we're busy, busy, and trying so hard to serve God, and then we don't seem to see any benefits. I go back to this verse, usually reading it in the NIV, don't grow weary doing good, but am always reminded that God is there, and we don't always see results in our lifetime.
And yet when we trust that his promises are true and we trust that he means what he says, we can know as we sow seeds of faith that we will see that harvest one day. And I just love your voice, Chris. I can just tell you've got the sweetest spirit ever. I'm going to get you Jen Hatmaker's best-selling book. It's a runaway bestseller. It's titled For the Love, Fighting for Grace in a World of Impossible Standards. I hope it blesses you. Thanks for calling today.
Yes, Susie, and I don't want anyone to misunderstand that doing good is going to save us, because of course it doesn't, but we do try to be good servants.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Susie.
So good, dear. God bless you. Thanks for calling. Okay, we've got Stacy checking in, or Shelly, I'm sorry, checking in from Stacy, Minnesota. My bad. Shelly, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi.
How are you today?
Hi, Bible verse. I'm doing good today. I've had a good day today.
Yay.
My Bible verse is Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you. Mm. And I have a tape on my mirror in my bathroom because my husband's 54, and a year ago he was diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Mm.
So we're going on this whole journey of Parkinson's, and this was a guy that was very strong and, you know, never sick. And so we sold our house in this summer, and not knowing where we were going, what we were doing, our house sold. And my husband had to go down to 3 days a week for working. And a couple in my son's church, he is a professor out of state, and so they were getting ready to leave to go for the school year. And they offered their house to us to rent. And so it's been a blessing, and it's been affordable for us. And all summer, family and friends were saying, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And we were just like, we don't know. We just gave it to God, knew that he's got plans for us. And this spring we'll have to be out in May, and we're not sure what's going to happen. But I just keep keeping that verse in my mind that, you know, he's got plans for us, and that he's going to prosper us and not harm us.
Yeah.
And I love that verse.
Very good.
That's,
you know,
going every day.
Shelly, I've just got a few books left, and I don't feel like they fit your situation, so I made a note, and I'm going to go back and look on the shelf. I'm going to find you something that will encourage you in this journey that you're on. But during my prayer time this morning, just pondering the whole idea of what the previous caller was talking about, not to give up, you know, to keep sowing, and you will reap a harvest. And I thought of the word sow, and just an acronym came to me about surrender, obey, and then worship. And I feel like that's what you're done. I mean, I don't hear any attitude in you for what you're walking through, which is so, so hard. But when we surrender, I think it ignites a revival in our souls. And then you obey him. You just do the next thing, and then you worship him the whole way, you know?
That was my fear. You know, I prayed about that this morning. I was like, God, am I surrendering to you? Am I doing your will? You know? Am I listening to what you're telling me? And yeah, you know, and my job, you know, I got switched to a different location in my job this year. And so I'm dealing with a whole new thing there. And like I say, that verse every morning, I just keep my eyes on that and know that he's got plans for my husband and I. We don't know what they are, but we just know it's a journey, and we just have to keep our faith and trust in him that he will lead us.
Indeed. Shelly, you are a superhero. You really are. We have to take a short break, but I'm going to find a book that speaks to you and where you're at in this season of life, and pray it ministers to you, and appreciate your heart and your attitude so much. Bless you, and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Bye.
All right, Steve from Hastings, I see you. I hope you can hang on. We're just taking a very short break. When we come back, more songs and verses from you. Do you see how this works? I love it because you are sharing what God is teaching you. Somebody's listening who maybe didn't call in, but they need to hear what you have to say because you are a vessel. God is working in and through you. What a blessing, isn't it? 877-93-FAITH, 877-933-2484. When we come back, I'm going to read an email from a listener who's got a testimony as well. Don't go away. More when we come back. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Suzy Larson. This is Of the Promise. We're doing something kind of new. In the years past, we've dedicated a show here and a show there to just hearing from you, songs and verses that mean a lot to you. But we decided we're going to make this a monthly feature because you have something to say, and I love to hear from you. So every month, this is the first of many, songs and verses. What's on your heart? Is there a verse God's been speaking to you about these days? Don't worry if you don't have the exact reference. I can pull it up. And then maybe there's a song that's been ministering to you that you can share that somebody else may just need to hear. 877-93-FAITH. And we're really running out of time. We probably can't take very many more calls, but we've got Steve checking in from Hastings. Steve, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. First of all, Susie, I want to say thank you. I called approximately a year ago, and I was looking at retiring, and I had just talked to you about the pain, physical pain, and some of the problems I've had physically with pain and surgery that I've had, and though I still deal daily with the immense pain, I know that the Lord has shown through a dear friend of mine at church that the Lord has said that there is a breakthrough coming for that pain. But the verse that I wanted to share that the Lord really talked to me with is Proverbs 25:14, and I'll try to quote it through the ESV, and that is, like wind and clouds without rain is the man with a gift that doesn't share or doesn't give. And I look at that, and I look at my life, and I think, you know, I'm a Christian, and I talk about being a Christian, but if I don't get out and talk to people and share the Lord with them, that is the gift. And if I'm not sharing it, that's just greedy and being self-centered.
Wow.
So,
great insight, Steve. You know what? Like I told my last caller, the few books that I have left, I don't feel like match what I just think what you need. So I've made a special note. I'm going to go back to the shelf after the show and find one that I think that, and I'm just going to prayerfully look through our books. I'm going to find you one, and I pray that it ministers to you. But either way, it'll go out tomorrow. But thank you for sharing that. Wow.
Well, that is wonderful and way above the top. The song that comes to mind is a song by Chuck Gerrard, so it goes back a couple of decades, called Slow Down. And I don't know if you can even find that anywhere to play, but that would be gift enough if I could do that.
Wow. So Chuck Gerrard, Slow Down?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to look that one up. That sounds really good. I just pray that God does bring a massive breakthrough, both in ministry and in your health, sir. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. And Juliana, checking in from Cottage Grove. Juliana, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
Oh, I'm wonderful, Susie. How are you?
I'm good. Good to hear from you. Tell me, do you got a verse or a song to share with us today?
I have a wonderful verse. I have Psalm 91, verse 1 and 2.
Love
he
that.
Who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You know, it's wonderful to know that as a Christian, that daily we are under the shadow of the Almighty. And that no matter what the fiery dust of the enemy is, that we are under his shadow. There is nothing an enemy can do to get to us.
That's right.
You know, when I know that daily, I'm out there as a home care nurse, but knowing that he would, that I dwell under his secret place. You know, that's a big reassurance.
It sure is.
For me, Christians, to always have that faith, even in the midst of what is happening right now. But he who dwells in his secret place, that no weapon of the enemy can get to us. So I love that verse every morning. I say that verse to myself before I take off. It's a reassuring verse. I love it.
Juliana, thank you for sharing that. I love that whole psalm, Psalm 91, and a lot of military have used that psalm as a psalm of protection because there's so much about it, about hiding in the shadow of God's wing, and though a thousand fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. Wow, so good. Well, Juliana, same with you. I'm going to find you a book that fits you. I'll prayerfully just look through our stack, and we'll get something out in the mail to you tomorrow, all right?
Thank you so much.
God bless you, dear one. All right, final call here. Jolene checking in from Crystal, Minnesota. Hey, Jolene, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Susie?
Doing well. Thanks so much for holding today. Do you have a passage for me?
You know, the passage I have, it was spoken to me by my three-year-old a few years ago, shortly after my husband had left. And I was in the car. We're driving to Mops. And I tell my little boy, Jesper, repeat this to me. Who is going to harm you? Who is going to harm Jesper if Jesper is eager to do good? And he repeats back, who is going to harm mommy if mommy is eager to do good? And then I keep going. But even if Jesper should suffer for what is right, Jesper is blessed. And he, as a three-year-old, repeats back, but even if mommy should suffer for what is right, mommy is blessed. And it's 1 Peter 3:13-14. And at that moment, I just knew God was speaking through my little three-year-old boy because it hit me. And tears welled up in my eyes, and I wept as I drove to Mops. And how God meets so intimately in different places when you feel so empty. And how he can speak through even your kids as a three-year-old. And I just wanted to share that to any of the single moms that are out there that are feeling tired or weary, that they can be encouraged because God is faithful and he will always be near.
Jolene, so, you just gave a devotional, and I just feel like even the way that you model teaching your own children scripture so that they can repeat it back to you when you need it. It's just beautiful. How about this copy of Jill Savage's book, No More Perfect Kids, Love Your Kids for Who They Are. Does that sound good to you?
That's awesome. Sounds good.
Bless you for the way that you're showing up as a mama, Jolene, and may God bless your efforts with great success. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Boy, where has the time gone? I got to read this anonymous email from a precious listener. Said, my husband walked away from his faith over a year ago, even to the point of calling himself an atheist. We almost got divorced. He actually just came back to faith when God revealed himself in a powerful way just last weekend. There were several songs and verses that helped me through that time, but the most recent was Come Alive, Dry Bones by Lauren Daigle, that speaks not only to what I felt regarding him, but also for brothers and sisters I have that are still away from the Lord, a calling back to the prodigal. If you've got a loved one who's away from God, maybe take this listener's advice. Check out the song Come Alive, Dry Bones by Lauren Daigle. We're going to pray. This has been fantastic. You know, I came armed just in case you didn't call, but you called, so I didn't even need to use any of my stuff. I just love hearing from you. I love what God is doing. I love that you care enough about your walk, that you mine the scriptures for yourself and apply them to your life, which really are able to save men's souls, to quicken our soul and strengthen and sturdy our steps. You are mighty in God. Well, Father, I just thank you for our dear, precious listeners. Thank you for them. I pray a blessing on them. I pray each and every one of them that you'd minister to the deepest desires of their hearts. Lord, you know their dreams and their hopes, their heartbreak and their disappointment. I pray you'd minister to those deep, deep places. I pray that the Word of God would come alive in ways they've never experienced before, that as we look around at all the bad news, that the good news would seem better than ever, and that as we read these bad headlines, that the Word of God would be stronger and truer and more powerful in our lives and inform us in ways it never has before. We love you. We surrender. We worship, and we determine to obey. Thank you, Lord, in your name. Amen. Well, that was our one. I want to know what you think of that. I sure enjoyed hearing from you. We're going to do that every month, songs and verses, Lord willing. I'd love to know what you thought about it. Coming up next, you're going to hear from a guy who's got a gripping story. He was leading worship. He's an attorney, model of a Christian leader, but he was addicted to alcohol, getting drunk behind the scenes and hiding it. His book, titled Coming Clean, An Amazing Story, is up next. Hour two of Live the Promise is coming up next.